我是学文科的啊。
I'm a humanities major.
没有发现，文科吵架呢，永远也吵不出。
There is no way to argue with someone who only talks about literature.
结果呢，不是因为我们不聪明。
The result is not because we are not smart.
而是因为我们缺两样东西。
Instead, it's because we are missing two things.
我学了十几年文科之后。
After studying humanities for 10 years,
我才想明白。
I finally understood.
现在的文科学习有两个根本的缺陷。
There are two fundamental flaws in the current humanities studies.
第一个缺陷就是他只教应该怎么样。
The first flaw is that he only teaches how things should be.
不教实际怎么样。
How to do it, I don't teach.
就是规训你的价值观和价值判断。
That's about teaching you your values and value judgments.
老师总是在告诉你什么是对的。
The teacher always tells you what is right.
什么是错的。
What is wrong.
但从来就不分析人在真实世界里边到底会怎么做。
But never analyze how people actually behave in the real world.
有什么后果？
What are the consequences?
结果你学会了用立场去代替思考。
As a result, you learned to replace thinking with position.
这对你的实际用处。
For your practical use.
就是你除了喊口号之外。
Just that you shout slogans.
拿不出任何的一些分析工具来。
I can't provide any analysis tools.
第二一个弊端。
The second drawback.
就是你把历史很多时候是当故事。
That's like treating history as a story.
而不是当证据。
Not as evidence.
我们总是说要以史为鉴。
We always say to learn from history.
但从来没人教过你怎么样用来历史来检验一个结论。
But no one ever taught you how to use history to verify a conclusion.
那米塞斯他提出过一套完整的方法叫历史的了解。
Narmi, he proposed a complete method called historical understanding.
这是一个非常复杂的一套程序。
This is a very complex system.
然后我们可以专门讲。
Then we can specifically discuss.
那他就讲了一个东西。
He then told us about something.
历史呢没有规律。
History has no pattern.
只有概率，没有必然，只有条件。
There are only probabilities, not certainties. There are only conditions.
可我们学的历史呢，挑几个对自己有利的例子。
But we can choose some examples that are beneficial to us.
直接就说历史证明。
Let's just say that history proves it.
这不是论证。
This is not an argument.
这是自我口号。
This is my server.
自我自嗨。
Self-centered.
那为什么文科讨论容易变成情绪对抗呢？
Why do discussions among humanities students often turn into emotional confrontations?
因为我们很多时候分不清楚。
Because we often can't tell the difference.
我觉得和事实是怎样。
Here it is what I think.
比如我觉得跳大神能够治病。
For example, I think that praying to gods can cure diseases.
这是个人偏好。
This is a personal preference.
无法验证。
Cannot be verified.
你说破嘴。
You're just talking nonsense.
他不信。
He doesn't believe it.
你就拿他没办法。
You can't get away with it.
那如果 A 则 B, 这是可检验的事实命题。
If a then B is a verifiable factual statement,
那是必须服从逻辑和证据的。
That must be based on logic and evidence.
但是现在很多文科的教学和学习
However, the current teaching and learning in many vocational schools
把我觉得当真理来教，怎么能够不吵架？
I think that teaching the truth is bound to cause arguments.
那你说，那怎么办呢？
What should I do?
我觉得有两个工具。
I think there are two tools.
这也是我学习米塞斯的一个体会。
This is also a lesson I learned from studying the seeds.
第一个呢，学习行为学。
The first one is to learn behaviorism.
也就是经济学。
That's economics.
它关于时间啊，关于成本啊。
It's about time and cost.
关于收益啊。
Regarding the profits.
关于不确定性的一个理论。
The theory about uncertainty.
那任何人类的行为，任何行为都能用这个框架来拆解。
Any human behavior can be broken down using this framework.
第二就是要学习历史的科学的方法。
Secondly, you need to learn the scientific methods of history.
按米塞斯的说法
，According to Mises,
就是要用历史的了解这个程序来检验。
This means using historical knowledge to test the program.
那米塞斯专门写过一本重著作。
And Mises wrote a specialized book on this.
叫《理论与历史》。
Theory and History.
这个在大陆上我们还没有出版。
This hasn't been published in mainland China yet.
以后会出版。
Will be published later.
那给你一个马上能用的方法。
Here's a method that you can use right away.
下次当听到
Next time when listening to
有人说因为历史证明怎么怎么样
Some people say that because history proves how and how
你就问两步
You ask two steps.
第一个理论上逻辑通吗有没有违反基本的行为理论规律
The first theory, which is logically consistent, does not violate the basic principles of behavior theory.
第二
Second,
第二一个经验层面
From an experiential perspective,
历史层面
Historically,
这个证据够硬不硬
Is this evidence strong enough?
他是不是为了
Is he doing it for a reason?
只是挑选了这个对自己有利的例子。
I just picked an example that favors me.
这两步走完，百分之八九十的大道理就会原形毕露。这个方法的用处就是，从此你在看新闻啊。
Once you've completed these two steps, the main idea will be fully revealed. The purpose of this method is that from now on, when you read news,
刷短视频啊，跟人争论啊。
Making short videos and arguing with people.
你不再去靠情绪。
You no longer rely on emotions.
而是有了一套自己的判断的一个标准。
Instead, I developed my own set of standards for making judgments.
理论和历史，理论和经验。
Theory and historical theory and experience.
啊
Well,
所以我们说文科的尊严
So we say the dignity of humanities.
文科的价值不在于你教会你正确的立场
The value of humanities lies not in teaching you the correct stance.
而是给你一个判断的武器
Instead, I give you a weapon for judgment.
就是用理论，用逻辑。
Using theory and logic.
用历史筛选证据。
Use historical evidence to filter.
我不知道有没有这个说的。
I don't know if this is true.
有没有用啊
Does it work?